on Google, the 360 Pano has absolutely tremendous SEO value. The ones that we have up right now for some of our clients are getting thousands of views a month. It's actually I'm Chris Weir, and today we're going to be talking about 360 Panos. Okay, today we're going to be talking about 360 panels. Before I do that, just a reminder, if you haven't sent out your Christmas cards for your clients yet, now's a good time to start doing that this year. We put ours together, silly, fun card. Be sure you send yours out. Right now on Google, the 360 Pano has absolutely tremendous SEO value. The ones that we have up right now for some of our clients are getting thousands of views a month. It's actually quite amazing how much value Google is putting on these 360 panels. But aside from the SEO value, you look at the actual value that it has to your audience. Specifically when you're talking about the businesses that have a location that a client's gonna go to. I think a lot about dentists and doctors and party spaces, conference halls, those kind of things, restaurants, on and on, anywhere that your customers are going to be coming in. It's an amazing way to show your audience your space before they ever go. And specifically when we're talking about, for instance, doctors or dentists or anybody in the medical field, showing that your office is clean, that it's a very professional environment, that it's a very safe environment. Those are so important for your audience to see and to recognize and realize. So 360s have all kinds of value. But let's talk a little bit in detail today about what a 360 Pano actually is and how you can do it for your business. So first, a 360 interior panoramic tour is photography. So basically what it is we take pictures in 360 degrees in all directions. So you can look up, you can see the ceiling, you can look down, you can see the floor, and you can see all around. Now there's a couple different ways that you can do it. There are 360 cameras that are available, and you can also do it through DSLR. DSLR is just the normal photography camera. A 360 camera has basically multiple cameras in one deal. So when the photographer comes in on a 360 camera, it's one shot and it takes the full 360 picture. The disadvantage to a 360 camera, well, I should say the advantage is obviously the speed. You get it done much quicker. The disadvantage is, number one, it's a little bit lower quality image. But then number two, there's a spot right at the very bottom where the tripod is sitting that it cannot remove the tripod. It's a circle down at the bottom. Sometimes you even see it up at the top with some of the 360 cameras. So you're not actually getting a full 360. It's more like a 180. So the 360 cameras do not look quite as good as, for instance, the DSLR, where we can take a full resolution image. We take all the 360 around and on top and bottom. We edit out the tripod so you actually don't see the tripod. You literally see straight down to the floor. We can also take pictures straight up in the air so you can actually see the ceiling right above you. And it's a really neat experience. A lot or most 360 interior tours that you do should end up on Google Street View. First of all, it's free to put them on Google Street View, so it only makes sense that you put it there, and as I mentioned earlier, there's such SEO value to that, it's kind of a no-brainer. So these 360s end up on Google Street View, and it's a really neat experience. You can walk right off the street, right into the building, and tour the entire space right from your computer. So it's a kind of neat experience. So we shoot all of our 360 tours with a DSLR. We don't use a 360 camera. For the reasons I mentioned earlier, we kind of want to produce a higher end tour. So we use the DSLR so that we can edit out reflections of the camera or the photographer. We edit out the tripod, so you never see any of that. It's a full immersive experience for the viewer. So we use the DSLR. So how we do that, unfortunately, you can't do it with a normal tripod. You actually have to have a special head. It's called a pano head to be able to shoot DSLR 360s. The reason that this particular head is so important is because of how it positions the lens on the head. It's important that the lens gets to the closest to the center as possible so that it's spinning around right on the center point. That makes stitching all of the images in post-production much easier, much cleaner, everything lines up better so that there's not the images off a little bit here or there because the lens extends past that center point, or the nodal point is what it's called. So you have to get this specialty pano head, and you mount the camera on it. You put the pano head on either a tripod. We use a stand because it's a little more sturdy and there's a little bit less bulk to have to edit out versus a tripod. But we put our camera on the pano head onto a stand, and we literally take 360 degrees around. We are using 18 millimeter. We sometimes will do an 11 millimeter depending on the location that we're at. But with the 18 millimeter, we're getting around 40 to 45 degree angle shots. So we take a picture every 30 degrees as we go around. And we do this in three different rows. So we take one with the camera tilting up, take one with the camera straight on, one tilting down. And then we have to take two images at 0 and 90 degrees looking straight up, two images at 0 and 90 degrees looking straight down, and then we actually take the stand away, and then we take a picture of the floor without the stand in the way. That way, in post-production, when we're piecing all these images together, we actually edit the tripod out and replace it with the blank floor picture that we took when we moved the stand away. So that's kind of the production side of it. When we're on site, that's how we take the pictures. Then the magic really starts happening when we get back into the office and we start our post-production process. Creating 360 panorama images takes specialized software. First of all, when we're shooting, we shoot what's called HDR, which is three exposures for every single picture that we take. The reason that we do that is it's the same thing that we do with real estate photography. We take a low exposure, a middle exposure, and a high exposure. So one's really, really bright, one's really, really dark, and one is kind of normal. And then in post-production, we merge those three images. And what that does is, for instance, if you're looking out of a window, you can actually see everything out of the window, and you can see everything in the room. You can't get that with normal photography. You have to do HDR to be able to do that. In post-production, one of the first things that we do is we have to merge all of those images together first. Once we have them all merged, we then will put them into a different piece of software that now starts to stitch all of the images together. Depending on how we're shooting, what lens we have, we could have anywhere from around 30 to 60 images that we have to stitch together to get one scene, which is one kind of sphere, if you will. We stitch those together by using control points. We find things on the wall, pictures on the wall, chairs, spots on the floor, whatever, so that we can control those and piece all of those and stitch all of those together. We then have to create the actual pano image. Now, if you ever see a pano image flat, not in a 3D space, it looks really weird. It's very distorted. The floor is really spread out. You can't even tell what you're looking at. So to be able to even view a pano image, you have to have specific software to view it. So like Google Street View is an example of that, where Street View will actually view a 360 image. Well, if you think about an image generally, right, it's flat. Right, it's a flat image. But we have to turn this image and we have to make it a ball and a sphere, in other words. We have to wrap all the images around that so that you can literally look all around the space. Well, normal photography software, normal photography editing software doesn't do that. So we have to use that special software to be able to stitch all that together to create the sphere. And once it gets uploaded to Street View, the software in Street View will allow the audience to be able to view it. If we're embedding on, for instance, our clients' websites, we embed it through the software that we have, and it's basically hosted on the website because you have to have that special viewer to be able to see it. And then once we get all of those spheres created all over the space, we then have to use GPS coordinates and we have to lock all of those into space by basically mapping out the space that we have photographed so that as you're walking through it, not only are you moving in the same direction every single time and you look over this way and you want to go through that door, we have to have it spaced correctly. So we have to count off our steps whenever we're taking the photography. They have to be a certain number of feet apart. Each image has to be a certain number of feet apart. And we have to put every one of those facing true north. So we have to find true north on the production side. So there's a lot that goes into it, but the results are always mind-blowing. And you can just see from the results today through Google Street View and the SEO value and how many people are utilizing these tours, you can see how useful and how popular they have really become.